episode 2186, Is There Anything Too Hard for Me?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. Can you believe it? It is the first Sunday of 2021. So happy New Year. I know sometimes it feels like life just keeps going on, and do I ever get a break? But today, for a moment, I want you to focus on the relationship with your Heavenly Father, because He has a question for you. Is there anything too hard for me? For those of you who are brand new to Creation Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creationnow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, let the trumpet sound. A new year has arrived. Jeremiah 32, verse 27 says this, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? What would you answer? How would you answer that if he was standing right before you and he said, Sue, is there anything too hard for me? John, is there anything too hard for me? Chris, is there anything too hard for me? Janice, is there anything too hard for me? You have been blessed with new opportunities this year. But sometimes what you need is clouded by only what you see. Be careful not to lean on what this world has to offer. Judgments will come swiftly and your heart will be heavy. However, have faith. God knows your heart and the hearts of those that attack. Don't worry about that which you cannot control. And believe me, there's a lot of stuff you could worry about. I know my mind just goes crazy when it gets too quiet. When I lay down at night, I'm like, oh my gosh, Lord, I can't handle all of this. And sometimes I feel like I'm that cartoon character that doesn't stop. Do you remember the olden days? Yeah, I'm talking about the olden, olden, olden days where cartoons were made with literally drawings and you had to roll the pages. And as you would kind of roll them, they would have action because it was literally picture frame by picture frame by picture frame. So if you wanted someone to blink, that cartoon character to blink, do you know how many different pictures it would take? Well, that's sometimes how our minds go, right? When we worry, we get caught up in this fathom and phantom of, I can't stop. And we get sucked in. I promise you, God knows your heart and He knows those that attack you. Let it go. Think about how many New Year's resolutions were just set 3 days ago. Now think about how many will not be achieved. Yet you have nothing to be concerned about. Why? Because God has created you for greatness. He's already laid the path before you. And with Him, nothing is impossible. So stop living in the less than feeling. Get stuck in God's arms. I really want you to think about that for a minute because we get stuck in our own junk. But today I want you to get stuck in God's arms. I want you to be in His presence. I want you to welcome Him again into your heart and say, you know what, Lord, you got this day, you got this year. And on the days that you feel like trash, because I know you do, because I do, remember God is in the recycling business. He already knows what you need. And I know you may not see it. That's why He takes care of it. God's got you. So when you feel like giving up, know that God is just getting started. You are divinely created for greatness. Let God lead and you follow. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So what do you want this year when it comes to your relationship with your Heavenly Father? What do you want from Him? What do you want to give Him? How much do you want to serve Him? How much do you want to glorify Him? These are questions that honestly, I don't think we ask anymore. For one reason, we're not going to church. We are doing it online. A lot of churches are closed. Some are open, yes. However, some are still staying home, right, within the circumstances that we're in with COVID-19. But even then, if we were in church, are we asking these tough questions? Not the surface level ones, the deeper ones. The ones where we're like, oh, I feel uncomfortable. I really don't want to go there. I'm telling you right now, this is the season to go there. This is the season to lean into Him. Let Him lead you and you follow this time. Because I know what it's like to try to create what you think God expects of you. And then within all of that, you are bringing in the expectations of people that you look up to. It could be your parents. It could be friends of yours. It could be church members. It could be community leaders. And they all influence. And you're like, okay, everybody wants me to do this. You're setting the expectations. And then you try to control it. For a while, yes, it does great, but eventually what happens? It breaks down over time. And pretty soon, God begins to question, who's in charge here? Are you leading Christiane or am I? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, and that one step is a step that you take with God every single day. This is your time. But it's your time to be in reflection and working with God, not against Him. And I know there are going to be times that you're going to wrestle with God. And guess what? That means growth. You're being stretched. And I want you to lean into that more and say, Lord, what do you want to teach me in this moment? It's about being present, because you see, God's presence is with you all throughout your days, all throughout your nights. But it's whether or not we invite Him in. And so I challenge you, I'm challenging me, to be more in tuned to what God has in store for you, to listen to His voice, to feel His heart, to know His presence. This is your time. Go out, create your now. And as you do that, I want to leave you with this verse, Psalm 51:10. Create, Lord, in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. May this year, this season, your now be just the beginning of your miles of greatness to come. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.